Hello everyone, this is Rose Ramanti from Perfect the Bible Love Ministry. Thank you for being here again with me for this episode of my podcast. I want to talk to you about something that the Lord spoke to me during the time of prayer. I was going to go record a couple of videos for our family, Word of Christ Family Church in Florida. And before I get to the teaching, I spent some time with the Lord and I went to this I went to prayer and I started praying. And I just waited for the Lord to speak to me if he's revealing anything new here to me. So now we are in the prayer series with our church family in Florida, and it's been just so powerful, and especially it's been powerful for me because when we decided to go for the prayer series, I got so excited. I said, okay, it's a perfect time for me also to do another round of study on this subject of prayer. I've done that before, but again, this time that I'm doing it, I'm just learning a lot, and the Lord is revealing so much to me. You know, James chapter 1 says that when a desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is mature, it brings forth death. So therefore, James is revealing that there is a kind of desire that it will eventually bring death. So there is a desire in the heart of man that will eventually will bring death for man. Right? So now imagine that you have a kind of desire in your heart that does not bring death, but actually will bring life to you. So we are talking about two kingdoms, the kingdom of the flesh and the kingdom of the spirit. And you can find similar things in both kingdoms with different applications. For example, you have three in the kingdom of the flesh and you have three in the kingdom of the spirit, right? Or kingdom of heaven, you have, for example, seeds, you have seed on the other side too. So for example, you have a tree of the knowledge of good and evil that side, you have a tree of life this side. So there must be a desire this side that gives life. If there is a desire that brings eventually death, there must be a desire that will bring life. And I think, you know, this message of the gospel must be very, very easier than what we have been thought or, you know, what we know. It must be easy to attain and achieve. Because if we were in Adam and we could easily get polluted by sin and corruption and mortality and death and everything that side of the kingdom has, how much more when we step into this side with the kingdom of God, we need to be affected by the laws of the kingdom on this side. So now the question is, what is this desire? And in Mark chapter 11, Jesus is talking about the prayer. And he says, whatever you ask in prayer and you believe that you receive that, I will give it to you. So Jesus talked about this asking in prayer a few times. An interesting part is I noticed when I did my quick study on the word ask, I noticed the word ask that is mostly used for the time of prayer, it is referring to a kind of a craving or a desire that someone needs to have or someone has. So basically what Jesus is saying here, whatever you desire in the prayer, if you believe, I will, then you will receive it. What is a desire? So the word ask in other, there are multiple Greek words used for the translation of the word prayer in English. And so for example, one of the other words that are used is just the word asking. That means you're going to go to someone, you're just going to ask them for something and you kind of hope that they give it to you. But if they don't, well, they don't. And you can just walk away from this place of saying, okay, you know, they didn't give it to me. So, but usually that word is not used for prayer. So the word that is used for prayer is that you have that intense desire and craving that you do have, the desire that is conceived in your heart. So that means you are craving for this thing. You're just going to keep going after it until you get it. And you don't accept no for the answer. And that's what Jesus is talking about. It says, you know what? When you are in the prayer and you're, you know, when you enter into the prayer, you realize that, okay, you know, I'm here to receive the desire of my heart. And Jesus said, whatever you desire, then you will receive it. But now the question is, okay, what is this desire that we really we want to have? Like, what is this? How do you get this desire in your heart? Because so many times we have the Bible, we read the Bible, and we know these amazing truths that the Lord is revealing to us through the scriptures, and we really want it. You know, they're really nice. It's so amazing to have them, and we really like it's wanted. But sometimes it's not a desire. It's like something good to have. You know, you could jump up and down and be happy and excited about the word of God. But when it comes to this point, that are you willing to give up everything in order to receive this thing? That's what desire happens. That's what the meaning of desire comes. Are you willing to give up whatever you have in order to receive what you really desired for? So, and I noticed that so many times in our lives, even though like we come to the Bible and all those promises of life that we have, but sometimes it's just good to have. And it's not hitting really, and it's not sinking down. It's not really hitting on our hearts in order to understand, okay, how am I, like, it becomes a desire that you're craving day and night, and you want it badly, and you just want this thing. And usually that doesn't happen when you have a revelation of something, or when you know something. So when I was in the prayer, I was just asking the Lord, okay, how do we get this desire? Like, I know the gospel, and I know all those scriptures, and I know amazing promises that you gave me. But how can I have those promises as like a desire and a craving inside of me, right? Because if you and I are going to be honest, and if I'm going to be honest here, some promises of God and some stuff, they are so good, but it's not something I'm craving. It's something that, okay, it's good to have it. I really want to have it, but I'm not really craving it, right? So now the point here is how can I crave and have that desire? Because the moment you get to that point, you're going to do whatever it takes in order for you to get that thing. Okay, that's what it happens when the word desire comes. And as I was in the prayer, the Lord started talking to me, and he said, you know what? When you are meditating on the law of the Lord, Psalm chapter 1, when you are meditating on the word of God, that's when the desire for the word of God is going to get conceived in your heart. So meditation on the truth and meditation on the word of God conceives a desire in your heart. So one side is like you need to conceive the desire in your heart. How do you do it? Meditation. When you meditate on the law of the Lord, when you meditate on the truth of God, on the revelation of Jesus Christ, on the gospel of the Lord, that's when you start, that's when the desire for that word of God that you've been meditating on starts rising up in you, and it gets to a point, it's just like sometimes, you know, you feel like you can't bear it unless you have it now. That becomes that kind of desire. That becomes a desire conceived in your heart. But on the other hand, now you have a desire conceived, but that doesn't mean that you actually receive that desire. In order for you to receive the desire, then you need to pray. Because now you have a desire conceived, and Jesus said, now in the prayer, you're going to ask about the desire, and what happens is when you're, and then whatever you ask, the desire that you want, you ask, then I will give it to you. So prayer is that time that brings forth the desire in you. It gives you that desire that you want. So what do we have here? We have a word of God, the truth, the meditation. So you meditate on the word of God, And the meditation on the word of God causes a desire to be conceived in your heart. But as soon as a desire is conceived in your heart, then you need to take that into the prayer. And the prayer is the time that brings that desire forth or gives that desire to you, and you receive that desire, which is also called receiving the answer of prayer. Do you see how this Christian life that we have, it must be entangled in both meditation on the Word of God and also prayer? So we have to, our life must be filled with those, with meditation and also with the prayer, in order for us to start a journey and also bring that journey into the fulfillment. And it's amazing for me that, as you see, it just for you is having a desire and also receiving the desire. That's the story for us. But for God, God has to work in our heart, and He has to prepare our heart, and He has to sow the seed, create the desire, and then cause a desire to grow, and then bring it forth. And God is doing the hard work inside of us. But all we are doing, we are meditating on the law of the Lord. And as I say, it's not the law of Moses. The law of the Lord is what Romans chapter 1 says, the law of the Spirit of life. Or let's put it this way, it's the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or let's make it a little simpler, the truth of the gospel. When you hear the word of God and you start meditating on it, that's when you start conceiving desires for the word of God. Conceiving desires to have what you are reading. Not just read it and say, oh, that's nice. I really like to have it. No, seriously, I like to have it. But you're actually going to crave it. Now, what are you going to do about it? Now, this desire, I'm going to go pray. That's why Jesus says that man should always pray and do not lose heart. Because in fact, if you are stepping into the prayer, it's because God has put that desire in your heart because you meditated on the word of God, because God wanted to answer you. Long before you had a desire, God wanted to give that desire to you. And the moment you start meditating on the law of the Lord, you actually find yourself in the path that the Lord paved in order for you to get to God wanted you to arrive from the beginning. If you have ever had a desire, or if you have ever had a need that you needed, the answer that you needed, it was that long before you come to that place of asking, God wanted to give that to you. In fact, if you have already arrived in a place of asking, that shows that God has already brought you that much forward, brought you to this place. And now, if He has done the hard part, He's going to do the rest, and by answering your prayer. You know, so many times we pray, but we don't expect the answer. And I think that's one of the biggest hindrances in all of our lives. We pray and we don't expect the answer. And what happens is you try to, and then you get kind of used to it. And then you kind of become like religious. We kind of become religious and we are like, okay, we must pray. Let's go pray. And we kind of pray without expecting any answer for prayer, without expecting to actually seeing the result for the prayer. And then you find yourself doing these ritual prayers every day without really believing in it, and without receiving the answer to the prayer. And before we know, we are falling into this trap of religion, standing in the synagogue in the corner praying things but never receiving them. We have to start developing this, you know, this skill, I would say, or this expectation, or this mentality or mindset of, you know what, I am receiving, I must receive this. And the moment you realize, the moment you decide that you want to receive this because God wants to give you, then you start noticing a lot of objections are going to come up and rise up. What are you going to do? You are going to pull them down. Every knowledge that tries to go above the knowledge of Christ, you pull them down and you go back to what you believe in Jesus Christ. And I think as we understand what prayer is, and believe me, I really believe that we haven't even scratched the surface of understanding what prayer is. But what we have, the more we understand what prayer is, that's when we start understanding what's happening when we go to prayer or in the time of prayer. And that's when we start seeing the results of our prayer. Remember the first time that Jesus the first time that is recorded that Jesus prayed, it's when Jesus was baptized and he came out of the water and then the Spirit came. In one of the Gospels says that he was praying and then the Holy Spirit came. Do you know what was he praying for? He was praying for the Holy Spirit. And later on, he said to the disciples, how much more? If you ask the Father, he will give you the Holy Spirit. He asked the Father when he was coming out of the baptism and he was asking for the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came. And then later on, he goes on to resurrect Lazarus from the dead. And he says, Father, you always hear me. But for those people who are standing, I'm doing this prayer. And then he calls Lazarus out. And he comes out from the dead. I mean, this is amazing. If you read it, it doesn't say Lazarus was resurrected from the dead and he came out. It doesn't say that. If you go read it, it says the dead man came out. Do you know what happened? That means the moment Jesus called Lazarus out, the dead Lazarus got up and left the tomb. And then Jesus says, loose him and let him go. He's talking to the deaf to leave him and let him go. And those are the results of the prayer. Because Jesus said, Father, I know you always hear me. So do you see, apparently Jesus has been, you know, like Jesus had that consciousness and believes that whatever he asks in prayer, he will receive it. But some of us have kind of got to the point like Pharisees that they kept praying, but they never saw any answers to their prayer. And I think it's time for us, as the Lord spoke to me, I'm going to speaking to you today, that start going to the prayer, because I do not understand. How can you live this life? How can you continuously living in the Spirit if you don't pray? If you don't pull yourself into the quiet place and pray. And I know we get busy in life and things get on the way. And I've been there. I had the times that I didn't do the prayer. And then I realized that, oh my gosh, I'm going dry. I'm going, you know, I'm losing focus. And I'm losing, that joy that I have. And I had to draw myself and pull myself back into the prayer. And that's when you bring forth your desire. And that's when you start seeing the answers to your prayer. The prayer is a time that you go war against yourself. It's a time that you are quieting down the carnal mind and fleshly carnality inside of you. And you say to that, shh, be quiet. Because I'm listening to the Lord God of Israel, to my God, the Father. And then you're going to be like Samuel, when he was young, and you're going to say, speak, Lord, for your servant listens. That's going to happen in the time of prayer, when you quiet the flesh so that the ears can hear what the Spirit says. And the more you do that, the more you expect things to happen, because now you have the consciousness of God more. You have the awareness of the Spirit with you more. And that's when you come out of the prayer, you're still with the Spirit. And that's when you start seeing things to happen. Bless you guys. I want to encourage you. I don't know if you have been praying or no. I don't know what's your prayer life, but I want to invite you today. Actually, let me tell you this. The Lord is inviting you, and the Lord says, I want to spend some time with you. I'm going to have some time with you. Will you share some time of your day with me so we can just chat and talk and go through some stuff together and, you know, like have fun together? Will you give me some time? I want to invite you to put aside some time for Jesus. And believe me, when you continuously doing this, you will see a change in your life like you have never seen before. Bless you guys, and thank you again for listening. If you really liked if you really like this episode or like any of my podcasts, I just want to invite you to forward them to your friends and family, share with them, and have them listen, and you know, and participate in this work, and let the Spirit of the Living God touch everyone's heart in His love and peace. Thank you, everyone. Bless you.